Orgastic Futures podcast, hosted by Julian Ramirez and Becca Fernandez.
All right, so this is the Orgastic Futures podcast again. Just a few days after the last one, I'm kind of trying to get all these old ones out there as soon as humanly possible, mainly because this is from September, of 2013, so that's quite a while ago. I'm slow. Also, there were episodes recorded after this that I wanted to get out quicker, because this didn't really have too much of a time sensitivity to it. Pretty much just me and Becca talking ridiculousness, a little bit of Pamela. Oh yeah, Becca. She's the voice of the show's sister, so she's actually pretty fun. She's awesome as well. We talk, like I said, palm oil, other stuff. It goes all over the place. But, you know, I'm going to... Normally I say stuff, I promise stuff in this section. I'm not going to this time. So yeah, I think I'm just going to start it. I think I might add the cummerbund issue that Kayla gave to me. I don't know if I put that in her podcast, but if I did, it's an oldie and a goodie, you know, so I might do that. Anyway, hope you have fun listening to me and Becca talk about stuff. I call her Hitler, I think not even a minute in. That's an inside joke between me and Becca. I don't actually think she's Hitler. She's really a nice girl, but you know, whatever. Enjoy.
I'm sorry you have to listen to this.
Next message.
I was wondering, what's a cummerbund? Rebecca's idea was it was the bread that Benedict Cumberbatch puts his sandwiches on, but that's not it. I don't remember what exactly it is. Also, the game. So, bye! Love you!
End of message.
Oh my goodness.
There was something specifically I wanted to talk to you about.
What was it?
Oh, yeah, you being a jerk on Facebook.
The Dancing with the Stars thing?
No.
The one thing.
Wow, I have to tell you, your beautiful thing.
What beautiful thing?
Do you not remember already? Wow, do you just do jerky things and just forget them?
I just don't think about it.
You're like Hitler. What?
No, you're the jerk.
Seriously, it's like Hitler probably does not remember that he killed that many people.
I highly doubt that. I mean, not now,
he's
because
crazy.
He's dead now.
Well,
but.
Yeah, he's dead. But no, I'm saying, like, seriously, come on. Come on.
Is it the thing where it's like, I'm 16?
Yes.
Yeah, then that was Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, that was Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of that. Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
You jerk. The heck's wrong with you?
I tagged you and Kayla in it because I knew that Kayla would enjoy it, and I remember that story.
So. I'm pretty sure I have not told the story on the podcast, so I probably should. You remember it, right?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
What the hell is that?
I'm saying you should do it.
Oh,
tell
fine.
Story.
Yeah. See, now I know how weird it feels when I was doing that to people, and they're like, "What?" But yeah, I was talking to a girl who was in the liquor section of a store. She's looking at liquor. So you assume she has to at least be 21, no?
Not necessarily.
Why? Then why are you grabbing liquor if you're under 21?
Because they're a teenager.
Shut up. And I was talking to her for 30 minutes. I've told you that, right?
Yeah.
30 minutes.
The look on your face right now is just...
She almost gave me her number. What would I have done with that? I would have had to have burnt it.
I don't think you explained to them how old she was, though.
No, I haven't. Shut up. You already said it, jerk. She wasn't 16.
How old was she?
She was 17.
That is so much better.
Yes. Age of consent. It's 17.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
It is better. It still doesn't make it okay. Yeah. Still doesn't mean I would have taken her number. But why would you post it on Facebook, you jerk?
I almost put "Wow, Becca" on the thing just to be like, but I didn't want to because I didn't want to admit.
You can
to
delete
anything.
It if you want.
I don't know how to do that.
I can teach you how to do that.
You don't have to teach me anything, you jerk. Quit being a jerk.
How is that a jerk?
And then immediately afterwards, you text me the game.
Yes.
Why are you so proud of yourself? What did you find yesterday at the store?
What do you mean?
You found something at the store that you needed to have.
Oh, the rainbow unicorn knee-high socks.
What? There were knee-high socks?
Yes. My camera couldn't, like, get the entire thing in the picture, but they were knee-high socks.
That's gross.
Yeah. It was, like, there were socks, there were rainbows, and then there were, like, it's like the...
It's already too much. It's already too much.
Yeah, there were rainbow stripes, and then, like, the toes had, like, and the toes and heels were, like, black tips, and then there were, like, stars and unicorns.
Wait,
and
they didn't have toes, did they?
No.
Oh, thank God.
No, I wouldn't.
That would have pushed it over the edge.
No, gross. I wouldn't have wanted them if they were toe socks. I don't like toe socks.
Was there glitter on them?
Mm-mm.
Oh, thank God.
No, I would have added glitter if I could.
Ew. Manually?
Yeah, just...
No, you know where glitter comes from. We've had this conversation.
Have we?
With your sister. Your sister hasn't told you where glitter comes from?
No.
It's unicorn stuff.
Oh, yeah, she has told me that.
So I just asked you if you'd do it manually. Yeah, I would. Gross. Jerk. Disgusting.
That's not what I was thinking, though. I just meant
take
some of Edward Cullen's ashes and spring it like over the knee-high socks.
Don't be gross. Stop being gross. You're being gross.
All right.
Why would you have gotten those?
Because they were rainbow knee-high socks with unicorns on
them. What the hell would you wear them with? Do you have anything humanly... What humanly possible item of clothing goes with rainbow knee-high unicorn socks? Look at all the adjectives to socks. Rainbow knee-high unicorn. And if you would have had your way, glitter.
I could wear it with... Well, I mean, there really isn't a awesome situation to wear knee-high socks in general.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Like, when would you wear knee-high socks where they're visible and it looks nice? Other than when a girl forgets to shave her legs.
Oh, God.
Honestly.
What if you're wearing a skirt of some sort?
Skirt could work. I could be wearing like a bright colored skirt, and that would go with one of the colors of the rainbow. You can wear it with anything because they were rainbow socks. You can match it with any color.
Just what the hell does that mean? Just because it's rainbow doesn't mean it matches with everything.
Not everything, but every color.
No, it doesn't. Does it?
Yeah.
That's not how matching works, is it?
It can.
All right. So you're saying because I'm wearing a blue, right?
Yeah, you're wearing a black shirt with blue pictures on it.
Pictures.
Hold on. There's an owl and then there's something underneath it.
Pictures, though.
With blue pictures.
All right. So I'm wearing blue and yellow socks. Striped socks. So this matches.
Yeah.
All right, I was going for that. But...
Blue and black. Just it has yellow in it.
You know what's ironic?
Hmm.
Oh, wait. I think I already used it. I might have to use it again. There's an interlude of Kayla going... This conversation, your socks are more interesting than your conversation. So that would not work here because we're literally talking about socks that we want. Speaking of socks, have you seen the Doctor Who socks?
No.
They're Doctor Who socks with
socks.
They're knee high socks, and there's like a few with a exterminate.
Daleks.
There's a few with Daleks on them. There's a few with
I love the Daleks. Not in the show, but I love the Daleks. They're great villains.
Why you don't like them in the show?
No, I don't like their role in the show. The whole kill the Doctor.
Oh, whatever. And then there's one with there's one that looks like, do you know the Seventh Doctor? His scarf. So it looks like it's a scarf.
That is amazing.
It. And then there's ones with I think the TARDIS on them.
That's awesome. Oh, did I show you the TARDIS guitar?
No. There's a TARDIS guitar?
Yeah, there's a TARDIS guitar where it's like a guitar on it, and it's not a guitar on it. Like, there's a guitar, all right? And the part where you strum it, the body of it is the TARDIS.
Wow.
Not that.
That one?
Yes. It's that one. Mm. Or at least something very similar to that one. It is amazing.
Holy crap.
I think you might need to put like a link under the podcast to this picture.
No, I
know. So people know what we're talking about.
I do that all the time. There's always links.
I never look underneath the podcast. I always just
why don't you
listen to it and then I go to the next one.
There's oh man, for the last episode, me and Josh talk about Highlander babies. You haven't seen Highlander babies?
No.
Do you know what Highlander is?
No. I don't think so.
Alright. We don't explain it either in the podcast because you just assume everyone loves Highlander. But it's a movie and Highlander. And things happen, and there can only be one. So there's, like, two Highlanders. I actually haven't seen the movie. I haven't seen the movie since I was a kid. So I don't really know what the hell it's about. But I know that one of the biggest things about it is, like, oh, there can only be one. Oh, yeah. There can only be one. So someone did it with babies, and it's Highlander. There can only be one. So it's two babies with a sword in the middle. And it makes me laugh. Also, by the way, I believe, honestly, that episode of Orgasmic Futures, I think it's like the eighth or ninth? Eighth. It's the eighth episode. I Cannot Forgive, or the episode with too many Julians. That episode is my favorite one so far.
Yeah.
Simply because, and I say so far because we're recording this in September?
Yeah.
This isn't going to come out till October or something. Till like the end of October. So, you know, backtrack. We are only like on episode 9 right now of the podcast. That one was my favorite, only because I couldn't figure out what to name it. Because there's so many funny lines. I think my buddy at one point said, I was going to name it this, OFP. That's why dudes are the best. That's why dudes have sex with other dudes. He just said it in the middle of the podcast. I was like, what does that mean? What are you trying to, what are you implying? Then he said, I was talking about Michael Clark Duncan, who's an actor who just passed away.
Mm-hmm.
He was, I don't know if you've ever seen The Green Mile. Mm-hmm. All right, he's a big black guy.
Okay.
And I forgot his name, but I just called him Duncan. That's his last name. And Josh goes, oh, Duncan MacLeod, Highlander. And that's how he got onto Highlander for no reason. It's like, how the hell did you go from a big black guy to like a normal-sized white guy with long hair?
I would have thought of Dunkin' Donuts first. Which, by the way, Dunkin' Donuts recently just pledged to use sustainable palm oil in their products.
Have they done it, though?
I have no idea.
They pledged to do it.
Yeah, they pledged to do it. So it would be safe to eat Dunkin' Donuts for me now because they use sustainable palm oil.
But you eat stuff.
I would have anyway, I know, because it's inevitable in this household.
So you wouldn't feel guilty?
I wouldn't feel guilty about it.
All right, what's the sustainable palm oil thing?
Palm oil comes from a type of palm tree, and it's the type of palm tree that orangutans live in. So
tans, people.
Orangutan. Don't say orangutan because that is incorrect. No one's gonna notice except unless you work at a zoo.
Well, it's like me and a possum.
What do you mean?
People say just say possum.
You say a possum?
It's a possum.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We learn something new every day.
Yay!
But yeah, it's a possum.
All right, a possum.
People think I have a stutter when I say, oh, I saw an opossum. What? Yeah, dude. I saw an opossum. Seriously, though, there's a huge fucking opossum at my house. It's creepy as hell. It only comes out like at 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
And when I go outside to my car to grab something, and it's just staring there looking at me. It's huge. I didn't know opossums got that big.
That actually went short little tangent. But my friend Elisa just the other day was laughing at how...
At an opossum? No. Don't laugh at opossums. Those things are creepy.
At the way I say a certain word, all right?
Opossum?
No. What's it... Stop bringing back to opossum.
Right. I like opossums. All
right, what do you call something that you put a letter in? You put a letter in and you mail it. What's that called?
A folded up piece of paper commonly known as an envelope?
Yes. She laughs at how I say it.
How do you say it?
Because I say it envelope.
Oh, that doesn't matter. Who cares? Envelope.
No. Yeah, but she found it hilarious. She was laughing.
What are you, British?
She's like, I'm like, because I made it out of one of my homework assignments. I made an envelope out of one of my assignments. Yeah. So
I know that thing.
Yeah. And my friend Elise is like, oh my gosh, you got so fancy with it. I'm like, yeah, it's just an envelope. It's like, it's very simple to make. And then she started laughing so hard. Envelope. Yeah, and this was like at like 7:30 in the morning at school. And we had first period together. She was laughing all throughout first period, too. Like, we'd
because of envelope.
Yes. And she kept saying, say it again, say it again, say it again. So eventually I'm just like, envelope. And she's like, no.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. Envelope.
Yeah, but yeah, she found it hilarious. But anyway, back to the palm oil thing.
Palm oil. Yes, envelope.
It comes from a type of palm tree, and it's found in Malaysia and Indonesia.
I thought you were going to say malaria. I got scared for a second.
No.
I was like, I'm good. I don't want any palm oil anymore. Sustainable palm oil all the way. Go on. My plan is working. Folks, I want to kill someone but with laughter, and the only person I am certain I can do it with is Becca. The only person. You may not even be hearing me, because she's over-modulating the mic so much from her laughter.
Go on. I'm sorry.
Don't. You sound like I'm killing you. Just talk. This podcast is definitely being called the one where Becca laughs. Go on.
Stop.
All right, I'll stop. All
right. Anyway.
Palm oil.
Well, this...
Malaria.
Not malaria, Malaysia. And they have people over there cutting down the trees because you have to cut down the entire tree in order to get the palm oil out. So, I don't know the exact process, but they do have to cut down the tree. But those types of palm trees are the trees that orangutans live in. This is becoming a very environmental conservation...
That's fine.
...podcast. But they cut down the tree, and the orangutans are left with nowhere to live. So their habitat is getting smaller and smaller and smaller, and they're left getting closer and closer and closer together. But the workers see them as pests. So when...
The orangutans?
Yeah, the orangutans are pests to the people working there because they get in and they eat the palm fruits because that's what they usually eat. So they take the stuff that's not like the palm fruits and they take it and they start eating it. So the workers shoot them and then they die. And then that's why the orangutans are in danger because people aren't using sustainable palm oil. And the difference between unsustainable and sustainable... Stop mimicking my hand gestures. All right. You look so disappointed now.
I wasn't meaning to. I normally just do that, so go on.
Sorry. But,
pointing out my inadequacies as a man, you jerk. Go on.
I'm sorry.
Just trying to relate to you. God.
All right. So, they shoot the orangutans, and I forgot where I was going with this. Oh, yeah. So, the difference between unsustainable and sustainable palm oil is that unsustainable is the kind where they take it from the orangutan's habitat itself, but sustainable palm oil is where they grow a palm tree in the environment for the purpose of cutting it down to get the palm oil. So, they're not killing orangutans that way because they're not near the orangutans, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. So, the goal of this isn't necessarily to boycott palm oil altogether. It's to just support the companies that use sustainable palm oil. And palm oil is in, like, everything, so it's kind of hard to do.
Yeah.
So, like, it's in not only foods, like, in candies and stuff, but it's in, like, lotions and shampoos and sunscreens and all this different types of stuff. But there is a company called RSPO, which stands for the Roundtable for Sustainable Palm Oil.
Okay.
And they have companies sign on to their contract saying that they will only use sustainable palm oil. They either won't use palm oil or they'll only use sustainable palm oil. And, yeah. So I have I kind of stole a list from the zoo. Because we have copies of it. Like,
so
when we work at the orangutan station and we have, like a bunch of copies of this list of, like, RSPO companies, and I just sort of swiped one and put one in my...
Yeah, I'm sure they can print out another one.
Yeah.
All right, so, that being said, no Nabisco.
Wait, no. Nabisco, that's Oreos, right?
Yes.
Yeah, no, Nabisco is okay.
All right, Nabisco is okay. Ferrero Rocher, or whatever you pronounce that French company.
Oh, Ferrero Rocher? I don't know. I have to check. I don't remember. I haven't memorized
the list. I swear to God. Every time that comes up, The first time I saw it, I was like, I know that they use sustainable palm oil. I'm going to tell Becca because she loves those stupid candies and Nutella.
I do love those candies, but Nutella doesn't use sustainable palm oil, and now I can't eat it anymore.
Yes, they do, don't they?
No, they don't.
But they said they would.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't.
They're owned by Ferrero
Rocher. They are?
Yeah. Well, that's what's in those. It's Nutella.
Is it really?
Hold on. I'm going to look it up right now. Because every time this happens, every time.
There's a big debate over whether or not Nutella uses sustainable palm oil. Because I started off with, like, yeah, they use sustainable palm oil. It's okay. And then I looked it up and it wasn't on the list that I had. So I'm like, oh, no, it doesn't use it. Now you're telling me that it does.
Oh. But.
What?
I don't know. There's like a yes and no.
What?
Like it says, Nutella switches to 100% segregated certified sustainable palm oil.
When was this?
2013 April's.
Oh, so then it's safe.
Hold on. Because they're now I'm looking at the actual Nutella website. Does Ferrero... Yeah, because they're owned by Ferrero. Does Ferrero support responsible palm oil use? Yes, as a member of RSPO, Roundtable on Sustainable Palm Oil, Ferrero only uses palm oil which is extracted from controlled plantations in Malaysia.
Oh my gosh, I stopped eating Nutella, and now I know that I can eat it again. This is
Becca! Very... You've known this since like a year ago when I told you, and no. You're like, yes, and for like a week you were happy, and then you're like, oh wait, no, they're not, and you just went back to him like, no, they're not, and I was like, literally, I think it was like a month ago that I told you again, and you're like, is it? No way! Every time! They use sustainable palm oil. They're the good guys.
No, because they weren't on the list that I had, so the list must be out of date.
It is, because they're literally saying we are a member of RSPO.
Alright. So Nutella, I need to give more, like, up-to-date list, because this list, I think, is from, like, 2010 or 11. So, yeah. So I was looking
at... You've been boycotting good people.
Well, we still had... It's not like I stopped my mom from buying Nutella at the store because we don't need it yet. Because
Kayla?
No, I would have stopped her from buying it at the store because I would have refused to eat it. And then she would have seen that there was no point in buying it. But we still have a jar of Nutella from when I thought that Nutella was sustainable palm oil. And then when I found out that it wasn't, then I stopped eating the Nutella that we already had.
Wow, Becca.
Which I know that has no point, okay? I know that it's already bought and the damage from that jar of Nutella was already done, but I just wanted to...
Wow.
I would have felt too guilty eating the rest of it.
Do you know who you've been arguing against?
Who?
You've been arguing, apparently... Is this true? Yeah, it is. Apparently, Ferrero... The guys who own Nutella have actually filed complaints against other companies for using unsustainable palm oil because they're so into the sustainable palm oil thing that they're like, screw other people who aren't. This makes me laugh so hard because it has happened at least 3 times now. Can you now just put them on your list?
All right. I will add Nutella to the bottom of my list. I need to get some more up-to-date.
So Dunkin' Donuts was not on the list.
No.
But now they are pledging to be.
Yeah. If they haven't done it already, then they're going to do it soon, I think.
What awesome company is not on that list?
I don't know. I can get my list if you want me to.
No, you don't have to get the list. Wait, is there a list of like people who aren't?
No, it's the list of RSPO members. It doesn't have a list of everyone who's not.
Because that list would be so huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sad.
Because the RSPO list... Non-food is one side of the paper, and then food is on the other. So it only takes up one sheet of paper.
Okay. And is it small print?
Yeah.
I figured. Yeah, I don't know. At least you're not super crazy about it like Kayla is with the chicken thing, right?
With palm oil, like, I think that orangutans are awesome and adorable, and ever since seeing...
Yeah, but you're not eating orangutans.
No. But it's still killing the orangutans.
Okay. So you would feel better if you were eating them?
No.
Oh, I'm just asking questions.
No. Like, whether or not you eat the orangutans doesn't matter. can't believe we got into this topic.
What a crazy thing to say, Becca.
Well, you brought it up.
I just led you to it.
You're not.
I just held your hand.
Oh, my God. Seriously, I went there by myself.
I know. No, what I'm saying is, like, you know, with Kayla and, what is it, Tyson?
Yeah, Tyson.
Yeah, she still eats chicken, just not Tyson chicken.
Yeah.
So you're not that crazy.
I have to sneeze.
You can sneeze on the podcast. My friend talked to a fly for 30 seconds.
I remember that.
Hey, fly. You're the other living thing in this room. Listening. How's it going? Good, right? I think it's going pretty good. What an idiot.
He's the best. Because for the rest of the podcast, you had no idea what he had said until you listened back to it.
No. I should have recorded myself while I was listening to it. It was hilarious. What were we saying?
Eating orangutans.
We're not going to eat orangutans. It's crazy.
Tans.
I know.
Orangutans.
Shut up.
But, no. Whether or not you eat them or not doesn't matter. They're still dying because of it. They're still being killed because of it.
But what I'm saying is, would you feel better if you were eating them? Instead of just, like, killing them by just eating, like, a byproduct of their habitat?
I feel like if I had to choose...
You'd eat them.
Yes. If I had to, don't.
OFP. Kayla or Becca likes eating. Kayla likes eating Tyson chicken. Loves it. And Becca loves eating fried orangutan.
No! No!
Oh, alright, grilled. Grilled.
No! No!
Slightly sauteed?
I would feel better about it because then the orangutans wouldn't have been. Shut up. The orangutans wouldn't have been dying for no reason.
Oh no, they'd be dying for your consumption.
That's a little better because then it's like the whole, like every part of the buffalo, or it's now considered bison, being used by.
Aren't they different animals?
Yes, they are.
Okay, good.
But they thought that the buffalo don't come from this region, they come from some other region.
Yeah.
But people, they're so similar, people thought they were the same animal. But,
which, like, wasn't there a company? Like, I'm gonna look it up later. But I think there was a company whose, like, name was Buffalo something, and they had a picture of a bison on it. And it was like, guys, that's a bison.
Oh my gosh, my history teacher. All right, in class, me and my history teacher during class got into this argument about buffalo versus bison.
What about it?
Because
one's better?
We're talking about the Lewis and Clark expedition, and. He was saying how they came across this giant herd of bison, but he said buffalo, and I said that, like, actually it would, from that region, it would be bison, and he's like, I don't care. He's like, I already know this. He's like, all right, and none of you are going to say that I said buffalo, because then Mr. from the science department is going to come up here and give me a lecture about buffalo, the difference between buffalo and bison again. And I don't want to listen to that again. Because apparently,
teacher.
He's been corrected before, and he got, like, this big lecture from Mr. If you knew Mr. you would get it, but get the, like, the hilarity of it. But Mr. has come up from downstairs, upstairs, just to tell Mr.
What the hell, does he have, like, a spider sense? Like, oh, hey, someone said buffalo when they should have said bison.
No, like, his students would also have Mr.
Oh.
Said that the buffalo, he's like, it would be bison.
All right, that's, my version's better.
It is better.
Like, he's eating lunch. Huh? It happened.
Like, I'm getting a feeling. But yeah, and we got into this argument about, I'm like, there are differences though. And he's like, he literally yelled, I don't care.
It was a history class, right?
Yeah.
It's history.
He's like, buffalo sounds better.
People history, not animal history. People are animals. Shut up! Alright, sorry. Alright, you led me away, so for the first time, I'm going to push you towards it.
Alright.
What animals wouldn't you eat? Because we just settled on the fact that you would eat an orangutan.
I think, like, it's not like I would really, like, hey, I want to try orangutan. No.
No, it's on the menu, you see it, and it's like, what's something you don't like to eat? Like, ever.
Crab or lobster.
Really? You don't like crab or lobster?
No.
It's on a menu, and your only two options, or your three options, crab, lobster, orangutan.
I would choose crab or lobster, because I would think of an orangutan's cute little face. And I don't...
So you wouldn't eat orangutan?
No, the way you said it before was it was a choice between eating...
No, I know, but now we're here.
All right, then I would not eat the orangutan.
Alligator.
This is just becoming an orangutan versus the sand. Would you rather?
Well, no, maybe, but... Alligator.
I would eat alligator.
Alligator's delicious, by the way.
Is it?
It's awesome. I need to take you and Kayla there one day. All right. Kangaroo.
I would not eat that day.
We should go eat kangaroo one day.
No.
Why?
Because...
I wonder what part of the kangaroo it is. The pouch.
Well,
the boxing arms.
Oh, however, did you know that when a kangaroo is first born, a joey, when it's first born, it's the size of a jelly bean, and it's the size of a jelly bean, and it pops out, and then it has to climb into the pouch, which would be the equivalent of like a baby climbing a 300 foot cliff in order to get to its mother.
So the mother like lays on the ground.
I don't know. I think I honestly don't know.
Also, that's gotta be a really soft cliff.
Yeah, I think it'd be padded.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that comparison's like not
apt. Yeah, but that's the one I learned.
They're the size of a jelly bean.
Yeah, like, the size of a jelly bean.
That's insane.
Yeah, they are.
Are they like not done cooking?
Ew.
What? That's a what? It's not gross.
A little bit of a visual, but go on.
Yeah, I guess. No, that was all the animals I had in my head. Alligator and kangaroo. Because those are the ones I've either eaten or want to eat.
You've eaten kangaroo?
No, I've eaten alligator. I want to eat kangaroo.
Why?
It's on the menu. It's on the menu at this sushi place. It's not raw kangaroo, people. But it's like...
That was my next question.
No. It's like a sushi barbecue place, so it's barbecued kangaroo.
That's a weird combination.
Not really. Not if you go there. I went there. The place is awesome.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Alligator was delicious. I also had fish cheek at one other place.
Fish what?
Cheek.
Fish cheek? How is that different from any other part of the fish?
I don't know.
What did
that was the name of it. That was like fish cheek, and I was like, huh.
Is it the size of a fish cheek, or is it like a bunch of like fish cheeks?
It was a yellow tail, so like yellow tails are like that big. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna put a picture up with my hands, but it's like about that big, so it's just like its cheek. I didn't know that they had cheeks.
I knew it had cheeks, but I didn't think it was any different from any other part of the fish.
I don't know. I had it. It's delicious.
Was it softer, or was it like...
It was really soft.
Alright, so maybe that was it.
The bones are creepy, though. Because they're not bones. They're just, like, cartilage.
I'm not that big on seafood in general. Although, like, I'm fine eating seafood as long as I can't...
Tell
what it looks like already.
So fish head is out of the question.
Oh, definitely.
You've never eaten fish head?
I've never, like, seen, like...
All right.
In like right there, I've never seen like a fish head like right there, and I would never. No.
Let's
don't.
Pretend that that's the fish head. Right?
No.
And this is its eye.
No.
I've done this before.
Oh God.
I don't know if that came up. Hold on. Yeah, that came up. No, I've done that. It's delicious. I've eaten fish head. It's gross. I don't like it, but I've done it.
But you said it was. You just said it was delicious.
Well, I mean, yeah, but it was gross. Like, have you ever eaten something delicious, but then like realized, like, oh god, I just did that. This is disgusting. Like, no offense.
I think I would have had that feeling if, because when I was little, Kayla was washing the dishes and I was sitting at the table, and she took, you know, like those little small thin glasses that we have. Mm-hmm. She took one of those from the dirty side of the sink and she filled it with soapy water. And then she gave it to me and told me that if I drank it, I would become a big kid like her. Yeah. And she, like, I was up, because I was little. And I was like, oh, my sister wouldn't lie to me, even though she has repeatedly in the past. She wouldn't lie to me about this. I would have drank it. And I was about to until Kayla saw that I was actually going to drink it. And then she's like, Becca, no.
How old were you?
I think I was about six or seven.
I don't know if that story is meaner or dumber. But it's definitely one.
What do you mean?
I don't know where
mean on her side or dumb on my side? Yes. Both.
I don't know which one both. It is more, though.
It's my stupidity is more.
Is it meaner than it is dumber?
It's dumber than it is mean. Because she didn't let me do it.
That's true. And you were about to. You were six. You knew better. You knew not to talk to strangers. So... And to drink crappy, well, soapy water.
Yeah, like... I'm very naive and gullible.
No.
Shut up.
Becca.
But I am.
You? Impossible. That can't be true. Seriously, that blows my mind, you being naive and gullible.
No, it doesn't. Shut up.
What did I trick you once? I remember something that made, like, it was pretty bad. I just looked at you like, why did you believe that?
What did you say?
I don't remember. It was a few years ago. Quite a few. And I remember feeling bad because I was like, did you not get the joke? That might have been the birth of literal Becca.
God. I'm gullible and I take things too literally.
Which is fine. Like it's, no, it's I mean, not. The literal thing is fine. Except when you should know better. My favorite instance of that is still...
Me. The boat thing?
Yes. Oh my god. Nothing has ever worked out so perfectly
what
in my life.
What floats your boat? Water. That you said what floats a boat. Water floats a boat.
No, what floats your boat? I didn't say a boat. I said, hey, Becca, what floats your boat?
I thought you said a boat.
No, I said your boat.
Oh. No. Then I would have said something else.
No, you wouldn't have. You would have said water. And it is the greatest meme ever. Which, since we're talking about it, needs to go up.
The meme? No, yes. You don't. You can't put that on the internet.
Why?
Well, if you put it on the internet, at least change the picture, because I don't think that's even, like, a very accurate picture.
It's you confused with the mustache.
No, because it's, like,
You're kind of sad in it.
Yeah, like, I look too sad, like.
Yeah.
It makes it
because
look...
you don't understand. You're like, why are you telling me this? Underground radio.
I thought they called it the Underground Radio. I seriously thought that the 87.7, the radio station in Chicago, I thought it's called the Underground Radio. I thought they were filming in like some sort of basement, and that's why it was called the Underground Radio. I couldn't come up with any other conclusion in my head. Is it really that crazy? Stop laughing.
Yes, it is that crazy.
How?
Underground radio.
Yeah, I thought that was supposed to be like a cool thing. Like we're in like some guy's basement. Like,
that's right? Not cool. I don't know who told you what cool was, but that's not cool.
No, I thought they were like trying to be cool. Like they were trying to be like alternative radio. Like we're so different. We'll be different by like filming underground. Right. We'll be filming right. in a basement. Hold on.
Do you understand what they mean by underground now, though?
Yes, I do.
Like ground would be... the normal top 40 stuff. Underground would be the stuff that like people don't know about because it's underground. It's a,
I understand.
As a writer
now.
It's a metaphor for the kind of stuff. Wait, is it a metaphor or a simile?
It's a metaphor. Simile is using that as
what I'm saying. It's a metaphor. Also, I made other ones but you didn't get them because well, which is still funny. Well, like, bought the barn. Yeah, bought the farm.
What does that mean?
When you say that someone bought the farm, it means they died.
Oh.
In some way or form. Like, that was...
Where did that come from? He bought the farm.
I've always heard it.
All right.
And I've always accepted it.
How did you make a literal Becca out of that? And why do you put make literal Beccas out of things that I haven't even said?
Because I think it's funny.
You should only make little Rebecca things out of things I've already said. No, Grizzly.
Is Grizzly crying?
He wants to be in here. Look at him.
Oh, poor guy. Apparently it's from World War II era, which meant that Oh, I don't know.
No, Grizzly, you can't come in here. You're not allowed in this room.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the hell that means. It's too complicated.
All right, so it means someone died, but how did you make a little Rebecca out of it?
He bought the farm. I thought he died. Do you get it now? Isn't that one's really smart. That was really smart and funny, if you know what that term means. He bought the farm. I thought he died. It's like, you totally like...
Okay, I'm not sure if I'm able... Like, I have a story that could go with this. I'm not sure if I can, like, explain it to anyone's, like, satisfaction or, like, understanding.
Okay.
But my friends and I... Last year, we had me and my friend... And my friend... We had the same... And he hears us talking and he wants to be in on it. But...
Well, yeah. Poor guy.
Yeah. But, so we had the same together, and we all despised because I don't even remember the original reason, but it kept stacking up and adding on. We just thought he was annoying, and he was rude, and he wasn't very nice, and we just didn't like him. So we made a story on, like, Google Docs, where you can, like, only share it with each other, and we started writing a story where basically whenever we got mad at him about something, we hurt him in the story, which, I mean, is psychologically healthy, but, I mean, if you read the story, it's pretty, it gets really random. It's not, like, violent or anything, but, like, it's, like, we push him in a pool full of Jell-O, and then he comes back out, like, I don't even like Jell-O, and then Kate's all, like, well, what flavor was it? He's, like, it doesn't matter, I was in a personal hell being in a pool of Jell-O, and things like that. And then it just turned into this huge thing where we brought in our other friends, and we brought in, like, the doctor, we brought in Sherlock and John, we brought in all other people from school, and we made this thing. But
you essentially made an exquisite corpse out of you hating.
Oh, what?
You don't know what an exquisite corpse?
No.
An exquisite corpse is basically everyone. Oh crap, I'm thinking of the wrong thing. Am I? Well, all right. For some reason, I thought an exquisite corpse was where you write a line and then someone else writes a line. And
yeah, that's what we did.
Well, I don't know if that's exactly what it is. It might be.
And it wasn't a teacher. It was a student a year older than us. He was a senior. Oh. And when you're a senior, you can be a gym leader, which I don't want to be a gym leader.
Yeah, that is what it is.
Exquisite corpse. Yeah. Well, we did that, and now it just turned into this huge story. I think where we are in the story now, we had to make a new document on Google Docs.
Because psychos?
Because we started it last year, and we're doing it all through the entire year, the entire summer, and now through this year. So it's gotten pretty long. We stopped. Like, I liked, like, loading the original thing and watching, like, the scroll bar get smaller and smaller and smaller until you can barely see it anymore.
How much did you guys write?
So much. It's not all about us hurting. Okay.
Hurting him. He's going through Joe. Like, when you said hurting him, I was like, oh god.
No. Oh god,
I might have to edit this out because this is getting creepy crazy. No. But then you're like, oh, we threw him in Jell-O.
We throw him in a pool full of Jell-O. He accidentally walked into a pit that smells like pickles that the Easter bunny hid wooden Easter eggs in.
This is the most innocent thing I've ever heard in my life.
And well, no, we did hit him with a frying pan. And the house that
okay,
we were...
Okay, Mo, what did Curly do? Jeez.
And we did have... all of this is not like... This defies physics, but... we also had Nina, like, in the story, fill an entire closet full of water and sent him in that closet, and then he got all wet. And then we had the chandelier fall on him and Sherlock, and we had...
Becca, hold on.
Okay.
I have to stop you for a second.
Okay.
You just said, this defied physics.
Defies.
Well, defied, physics. Right. Defied physics. But, does literal Becca ever take a break? Does literal Becca ever just go, hey, I'm kind of tired. I can't really do this anymore. Let my imagination take over.
Never. That's why if I become a writer, I'll probably only write realistic fiction.
I
wouldn't be able to, like, handle it. Like,
really?
Being random and being,
but you
like...
Wait. Do you like any, like, super fantasy stuff?
Doctor Who. I like Doctor Who.
But even that, they, like, try really hard for realism sometimes. Yeah,
I know. That's what I like about it.
But, like, you don't like Harry Potter.
It's just okay. Harry Potter's just okay.
Have you told Kayla that?
No. Not yet.
I might have to edit this out. I might have to be like, yeah, sorry. Needed to take that part out. Or at least break it to her gently before this airs.
To avoid a massive fight between two sisters.
You'll never talk to your sister again?
No, she would never forgive me.
Oh, you don't like Harry Potter.
I've lied to her and told her that I really like it.
Oh, so you pulled a Kayla with Star Wars.
So, like, just stop her from listening to this one.
She's not going to listen to this. She hasn't listened to any of them.
Oh. All right, then, what's the problem?
There's no problem. It's just so funny to me. Why don't lie to your sister? Just tell her that you think Harry Potter's an idiot and he's not attractive in any way.
No, because we have a deal. I am determined to finish the Harry Potter series because of the deal we made.
Which one are you on?
4. Although I haven't read it.
Oh, four.
I haven't picked it up in
4. Goblet of Fire?
Yes.
The worst one? Sorry, Harry Potter people.
The first, the first, like, really big
That's book. The one that made me stop reading Harry Potter.
Really? Why?
It's horrible. It sucks.
I'm in the first few chapters of it, and I haven't picked it up in, like, a month or two.
It's terrible. And then the next one is the one with the blue cover. Phoenix. Mm-hmm. Order of the Phoenix.
Yeah.
Like, read 100 pages. It's like, nah, fuck it. I don't like this.
Kill. Kill. Opposite.
Third one was my peak.
No, the third one was my favorite. That's the one with Sirius Black, right?
Yeah.
I loved that one.
That was amazing. It's my favorite. Everyone loves that whenever it's like, it's because you like Sirius Black. It's like, yeah, accurate.
It's like, yeah. No, but everyone, like all my zoo friends, like, no, like, they don't like the third one. They're like, really? Like, what are you doing? they don't like the third one. They're like, your third one's your favorite? I'm like, yeah. Like,
only the cool kids like the third one. It's true, though. Like, at least in my grade school, because I was in grade school when I first mm-hmm. read it. It was always like, yeah, all the cool kids like the third one, and all, like, the dorks like the second one or the first one. And I was like, wait, what? I'm not a cool kid.
Because
like,
I did genuinely enjoy the first Harry Potter book. I did enjoy it. And then I read the second one, and I'm like, all right. This one, the second one was a little slower to me.
I honestly can't remember the second one.
That was the Chamber of Secrets. That was the one with the big snake and the Weasley sister. Gets, like, possessed by the journal or something like that.
Wow.
Sorry, that was really inaccurate, people. I'm sorry.
Holy crap. I do not remember that one. And I'm kind of glad I don't remember it. Because that sounds terrible.
But yeah, like, but then I'm like, I got to the second one and I'm like, I don't want to finish this. And then I read the third one. I'm like, oh my god, this one's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, it's Sirius fantastic. Black, he's awesome. And then
it's the perfect length. It's.
Yeah, and now Sirius Black isn't in it anymore. And I'm like,
and
well,
now... And he's never in it again, apparently. Till the end, right? Or something?
Yeah, because until he dies at the end.
He dies?
Yeah, he dies. That's why I'm so... He dies. Hedwig the Owl dies. One of the Weasley twins die. I don't remember whether it's Fred or George, but one of them dies. Dumbledore dies, but everyone knows about that.
Oh, thank you for reminding me. Go on, keep going.
let's see, Who else dies?
Harry Potter.
Does he die?
I think so.
Yeah, the main character dies. Yeah, that one. I don't know, but I'd be okay with Harry dying. Like, I don't mean that to sound horrible, but, like, I'd be okay with Harry Potter dying, because I'm kind of used to the main character dying.
All right, so you said everyone knows, right, that Dumbledore dies?
Yeah, everyone knows that one. It's the ultimate spoiler, so naturally everybody knows about it.
All right, hold on. We're gonna pause the podcast because I need to show you this because it just made me crack up.
Okay.
And is it? Well, no, I'm not gonna pause it. Screw it. I'll just play it. So remember, I showed you Scene Vine where you can see vines.
Yep.
But not with the app or whatever.
No,
too loud. That's not what I wanted to see. Rooster Teeth. I'm a big fan of Rooster Teeth. They are dorks of the highest order, but they're great. They're pretty much like a video game. They make like shows and stuff out of video games.
Okay.
So do you know what a spoiler is on a car?
No.
Have you ever seen those cars with like that little fan thing on the back?
I don't know cars.
I'm worse than your sister.
I forgot space.
Shut up, literal Becca. Punching that thing.
Oh.
That little, like...
Yeah.
What do you call it? It's a spoiler.
Okay.
Okay. You just need to know what that is.
Okay.
I can't get out. I got a new spoiler in the back of my car. God damn it, Barb!
This one's really funny too. I don't know. This one's probably the best of the new ones.
Guess how many beans? It took a minute for me to get it.
I know. You need to watch it a few times. It just keeps getting funnier. It's one of my favorite ones. I just wanted to show you the spoiler one because you were talking about Dumbledore. I was just like, hey, check out my new spoiler. Put it on your car.
God damn it.
Oh. So yeah,
But yeah, the deal we made was that if I read all the Harry Potter books, she reads the first six Search of Freaks books.
She's not gonna do that.
Plus the first Vladimir Todd book.
She's not gonna do that.
I'm gonna make her do that.
She's not gonna do it. But you know she's not going to do it. How many books you've read three of them already?
Yeah.
And you're into your fourth how far yeah. into the fourth one are you?
First three chapters.
How far is she into the...
Zero.
She's not going to do it.
Well, she has been busy with Asia.
Becca, when did you sign this deal?
A few months ago. But no, she's been preparing. And like when she gets back, you know, she'll go back to school, get her rhythm back. And then over winter break or like Thanksgiving or something, I'll see if she... I think I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. And just
gullible Becca.
No, she'll do it. She won't not do it.
Don't remind her.
But then she won't do it.
Hey, no, she doesn't want to do it. She's not going to do it.
No, I don't know.
She's not going to do it. I almost
Then why am I still reading it?
I don't know. Make her feel bad. Make her feel so bad. It's the only way you're going to make her do it.
Well, I don't want it to be like a chore for her though. Like, oh, I feel bad, so now I have to do this.
She doesn't want to do it though. You know she doesn't want to do it.
But then if she didn't want to do it, then she didn't have to sign the deal because she knew that I would do it.
Well, no, it's because she really wants you to like Harry Potter.
But I don't like Harry Potter. I don't.
That is the biggest contention between the two of you. You know, you realize that, right?
Yeah, the biggest difference between the two of us is whether or not we like Harry Potter.
And you don't.
I don't. She does. She loves it. She loves it so much. And I can get it. And, like, I learn, and I think with the first three books, I learned enough about Harry Potter to be able to, like, talk with my friends about it and stuff. And I know, like, I took the stupid quiz and found out what house I'm in. You know?
What house are you in?
Ravenclaw. All my other friends are in Hufflepuff, but I'm in Ravenclaw.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew, all of the elements. Hufflepuff.
I don't know, but I ended up in Ravenclaw. But, and I have one friend. I have the one friend who's in Slytherin, and it's like, how are you with our friends of Hufflepuff?
Do they deserve to be in Slytherin, though?
They're a little power mad.
Right.
Like this friend, like, she's a little power mad. Like, she needs to be in control of everything. And if she doesn't like someone, it's awful.
Oh, God. Sounds horrible.
So, yeah, I think she does deserve to be in Slytherin. But she's not necessarily the worst of them all.
No?
No.
All right, that's good.
But, let's see. So.
Yes?
Papaya.
What?
I want to know if anyone else gets that reference.
Papaya? It's a word! That can't be a reference!
It is a reference.
To what, papayas?
No, it is a reference.
To what, papayas? I'm asking you, what's the reference to?
Can I?
No. What do you want me to search? Papayas?
Avatars. Papayas. Avatar, papaya.
That's a papaya.
I know what a papaya is.
Do you like papayas?
I've never had a papaya.
How have you never had a papaya?
I've never had a papaya.
They always taste like whatever you use to clean wood with.
Like that lemon scented, like lemon
stuff. I don't know.
You've tasted it?
What?
The lemon scented stuff they used to clean wood.
No. Papaya's right. Avatar? Avatar. Avatar?
Avatar.
Papaya's.
Yeah, that.
What about it?
She's...
I haven't seen Avatar in very long. All right. Don't even finish that.
Katara, Aang, and Sokka go into are traveling into this town that everyone in this town is so superstitious about this one fortune teller lady. Like, she knows all, you know? Everyone goes to her for advice. And Sokka is the only one who's like, that's not possible. Like, he's not superstitious or anything like that. So, Katara really believes in it. So she goes in and she asks, when she finds out, like, about this fortune teller, she goes to her, like, every day with every single decision she has to make. And this lady gets so annoyed with her that she knocks on the door, like, excuse me, excuse me. And then she opens the door, she's like, what? And she's like, I was wondering, should I have a papaya or a grapefruit for breakfast? Or something like that. Or some other fruit. And she's like, papaya. Like, without even thinking about it. She's like, just papaya. And then she slams the door in her face. And then Katara's like, I don't even like papayas. So she goes and she buys a papaya. And then Aang, who has a big crush on Katara, comes up to her. And he's really nervous about, like, talking to her right now because he has a crush on her. So he's like, so, papaya. And then that's the reference. You can cut that out if you want to.
I am leaving that rambling, psychotic.
But no one can even understand what I probably just said.
Everyone understood it, and they just know that you're crazy. So, papaya. Also, why papaya? Grapefruit. Grapefruits are delicious. No one I know likes grapefruit.
I don't think I would like either of them.
Well, have you never tried them?
I've never tried papaya, but I have had grapefruit. And I like having grapefruit with salt on it, but just plain grapefruit.
People think that's crazy, like a fruit shouldn't have salt on it.
No, I like putting delicious. I like putting salt on a bunch of things. Like, I put it on watermelon.
Yeah, but you and your sister are gross when it comes to salt.
I can eat salt, like popcorn salt, straight from the thing. I pour it into my hand and then I can.
That's bad for you.
So. You don't know how to respond to that.
No! So gross, the amount of salt you guys eat.
No.
Alright, I don't know. What else can we talk about? I was going to talk about Doctor Who, but that was like hours ago.
We almost got into the Doctor Who thing with the sock thing.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get to, and then it turned into something else, which I can't remember what the hell it turned into.
This. What can you match orangutans. Rainbows
with? Oh, God. Rainbows.
And then Edward Cullen's ashes as glitter.
Oh, there's so many things I want to show you, but they're all surprises for your birthday.
You can tell me.
No, I've ruined enough surprises already.
How? They're not. Just don't tell me what you're spoiling for me.
No, because I want to show them to you, but then it'd be like ruining the thing.
That is awesome. I like the Argyle Daleks one.
Yeah, I know.
Love that one.
Oh, God. So dorky. You're the best, Becca. Yeah, for some reason... Oh, no. They don't have the Daleks one anymore. Because I think everyone liked that one the most.
Aww.
Aww.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Wills. No, I don't want to ruin another surprise for people. Like, I ruined Kayla's... Oh, I thought that was something else. It's creepy.
I'm like, what are you shopping for, Julian?
No, I thought it was unicorns, because I saw rainbow, and I was like, oh, rainbows. Unicorns, right? Nope.
Oh, me and my mom were talking about your dramatic button the other day.
What about it?
Just that you had one, she didn't know.
How could she not know, with the twins pushing it every possible second that they were there?
Speaking of which, boop.
Mother... I throw my keys at you. That's what they're here for.
With your super heavy bottle opener.
Yes, which I cracked accidentally.
Is that an ice cube tray?
Of TARDISes and Daleks?
I want it.
Yes, it is.
I want it.
I know. It's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, no, but I can't.
Is it really that accurate, though?
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
See, someone made Jell-O Daleks out of them. See how accurate it is? These are like action shots. These are people actually taking. See, look, those are chocolate Dalek and things. They're pretty accurate. Are you okay, Becca? Are you having a seizure? You're speechless. You're literally you're not even laughing in joy. You're just like, Becca. Becca, look, it's not like. That oh, see, those are melting, but, you know, accurate.
That is amazing.
I know. No, I can't ruin another gift. Like, I ruined Kayla's camera. Literally the day before. She's told you that, right?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
All right, so I guess that year you and your sister were making a photo montage for your parents, right?
Yes.
About you guys growing up and stuff.
Yeah.
You made one for your dad?
For the graduation thing. I made dad's with the... And with that, the...
Rod Stewart song.
Yeah, and then...
Forever, right? Or no?
No, the... did you ever know that you're my hero?
Oh, did you? Did yeah. Kayla use...
Wind Beneath My Wings, that's it.
All right, Kayla used the Rod Stewart song, right? Forever
she used,
Young?
No, she used Taylor Swift Best...
Oh, best the mom song.
Day. Best...
Uh-huh, I remember
day with
now.
You or something like that.
So, we were looking through old photo albums. This had to be like 2 or 3 days before her graduation party. Mm-hmm. And we were looking through photo albums and like looking at stuff because she was going to scan them. So, she mm-hmm. was picking out her favorites. And I don't know how it came up, but it came to the point of like me yelling at her because I was so mad at her because about her photography.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, I need this. I need this. Well, you already have this. I got you a Oh. 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 And she just looked at me. You what? It's like, nothing. I didn't do anything. Shut up. What? No. I completely just told her, yeah, I got you, you know, the camera. Totally ruined it. Like, ruined it.
It's like I can always find some way to relate any conversation to a Dan and Phil video, but the look of exasperation on
You're
your face.
You're making me link them.
Am I?
Podcast. Yes, go on. Talk.
But there was one thing that they did on their, because they're, they have a radio show, and they do this thing, they did this one thing where it's called call or delete, where like you scroll through your contacts, and then someone else tells you stop, and then whatever contact you stop at, you have to either call, prank call them, or you have to delete them.
That's mean.
Yeah, it is. But they were making it funny, and Dan did a prank call to his friend who works with him on the show, but in, like, another station, and he did a prank call to them, and then at the end, the guy's thinking about, he's like, are you just bored? And he's like, what? Nope, always busy and doing stuff. I'll talk to you later. Because he did this thing, because they have a game that they do, like, everyone, like, who, like, have, when they go out to interview people, like, celebrities and things, they always make dares for them to do, like, while they're interviewing a celebrity, and for one, they did this one guy to, while he's interviewing a celebrity, to, at some point, touch his nose. So, he did it, like, as if, like, oh, like, can I, you just have something there, and then he, like, brushed the guy's nose, he's like, alright, now, anyway, and then that's how he did it, and then, so the prank call, and this happened, like, a week or two ago, and, like, Dan made his prank call, where it was, like, oh, yeah, this guy's manager came in, and he's threatening to sue the company because of what you did. It was the funniest thing. I have to show it to you when this is over, but...
This sounds psychotic. Is this where you're getting it from? Is this where you're going crazy?
I'm
Stop
not
going,
going
crazy.
I'm not going
you're
crazy.
Becca, you're going Every time, I just stare at her and she laughs. I could be in the middle of a... Oh, Jesus. It's like I shoot her. If I stop talking and just staring at her, it's like a gunshot wound to her face. Well, I don't know where to go after this.
But I want to show you the video now because it's really not. Stop it. Stop. I'm gonna pee.
That was your Gassic Futures podcast. In the upcoming days, we're gonna have another one. That's right, upcoming days. This one will feature the original host, Josh Melendez. Hope you enjoy it as much as you enjoyed this one. Have a good week.